I am even now ready to be sacrificed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, on the last day of our girls' camp, we will hear a little bit about the oldest of the three Fatima children, namely Lucia. And she was 10 years old when the apparitions took place in Fatima. As we heard, the children wanted very much to do sacrifices and console Our Lady and Our Lord because of the great sins which were happening in the world. But also the three children, they had to suffer very much from the people who did not believe that Our Blessed Virgin truly appeared to them at Fatima. Lots of people and even their own family members thought that they were lying when they said that Virgin Mary appeared to them and asked to make reparation and penance for sins. And Lucia, who was the oldest, she had to suffer most severely from her own family members. Lucia's mother tried at all cost to convince her daughter and even took her to a priest to have her tell the truth in order that she would acknowledge she was lying. And Lucia's mother wanted her to retract and even beat her with a broomstick to make her tell that she was lying. And of course, Lucia, being an obedient and humble daughter, she wanted to please her mother, but she could find no way of doing what the mother wanted without saying something which was not true. Lucia's mother had always severely punished any of her children who ever told a lie. And she said, the mother that is, either you confess to those people that you lied, or I will lock you in a room where you will not see the light of the day. So, children, as it's often in life, those things which are great blessings to you, like your faith, the sacraments, and everything what God commands you to do, they are great source of great blessings, but they can and often are also source of persecution. You often get into trouble by staying faithful to the word of God, but God oftentimes wants you to face these troubles and tribulations to test you whether you stay good and faithful to Him also on bad days and not just in good days when everything goes smoothly. Not only was Lucia's mother and her family angry to her, but also the powers to be, those high and mighty men who held power in Portugal, they were angry to her as well. It was on the 13th of August, when the Mary was supposed to appear again, and 20,000 people were waiting around the tiny tree expecting her to come any minute now. But the three little shepherd children, they were not there. What had happened to them? The unbelieving people who did not believe them, they were making trouble, and the newspapers were saying that the children should be punished for their lying. The mayor himself had the three children arrested the night before great day of the vision, and the children had been put in prison. And he called them to him and yelled to them, if tomorrow you do not take back your lies, I will have you burned alive. But these little children, three little children, they were brave in their firm trust to their Heavenly Father. They stayed strong and assured that they were telling the truth, and they were ready even to go to death, to be burned alive, if that's what it took to stay faithful to Mary. They said, if they kill us, all the better. We will get to heaven sooner. They were happy to suffer for Jesus and Mary, and then they placed a medal of the Blessed Virgin on the wall of the prison and started to say the rosary. and soon after all the other prisoners joined in. And Francis said, "O my Jesus, it is for your love and for the conversion of sinners." And Jacinta, wiping her tears, whispered, "And also for the Holy Father and for the sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Finally, the bad mayor sent the children back to their priest, and they had been too strong for him. Their perseverance and their faithfulness to God had won the day. Children, to Lucia, who was the oldest, Our Lady also entrusted the so-called third secret of Fatima. Lucia was not given permission to tell what that secret was, but there are many hints that it probably concerns about the distress of the Church. The whole Catholic Church would be persecuted by the people like the evil mayor, who refused to listen her voice and who refused to listen Mary's call of doing penance and reparation. You children who are here today, remember that you are different from the other children of this world, and you are different because you are Catholic. You are the children who are supposed to stay faithful to your Heavenly Father and stay faithful to the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When you grow up, many adults will try to make you either deny your faith or compromise your faith. If you don't know the word compromise, that means that you solve differences of opinion by concessions, basically saying that we disagree, but let's not fight. Let's all get together and let's agree that we differ. A Catholic can never do that. Catholic has always, he has to stay faithful and not just tolerate or accept if somebody lies or somebody tells something which is wrong. Truth never admits lies or compromises. Truth is something for which the three Fatima children were ready to sacrifice their lives if that's what it took. And you children have to stay, have to be similar as these three little heroes. And there are so many truths of the Catholic faith which you must defend all during your life. Most importantly, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which has come down to us for centuries exactly as the Church has preserved it. There is the priesthood, the priests and bishops who celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and in this way they give you so many graces you need to stay faithful and go to heaven. There are the other sacraments which the priests and bishops give you and which are so necessary for you to stay faithful and to grow up to be strong Catholic. And that also the doctrine that it is the Catholic Church and only the Catholic Church which is the true Church of Jesus and the only Church which can give you salvation and take you to heaven. On this final day of the camp, children, remember to stay as firm and faithful as the three Fatima children stayed in their persecution, that you promise that you never compromise your Catholic faith. Not only it endangers your salvation, but it endangers the salvation of all those who look up to you and expect you to act like a good disciple of Jesus and Mary. Little Lucia suffered so much because she wanted to please our Lord and our Lady, but she knew that if she stays faithful and and true to the words of Mary, she will go to heaven, and you children also being promised that you are going to heaven if you stay faithful and act well and lovingly towards God and your neighbor. Never forget that great promise of Our Lady and ask our Lord to bless you abundantly and go often to the sacraments, and you have all the necessary things that you also might see Blessed Virgin in heaven one day after your death. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.